Okay, Lynn McDevitt's with us now. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Greg.
How are you getting on?
I'm grand today, just a bit jet-lagged and tired.
All right, tell us why. What happened to you? What was your experience?
Our experience, we went away for a four-day break with nieces and all to have a good time. And when we got back to the airport, we were delayed at the airport for 17 hours with Ryanair. We were at the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning. Our flight was 7:30. We'd done all what we had to do, go through passport control, everything, and down to where we were getting the plane. They started calling out names when we got to the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One name at a time, then two names. Anyway, the plane only took about 50 people, and the rest of us was told we weren't getting on the plane.
But there was space there on the plane, though, wasn't there?
Yes, but they only had a certain amount of staff. Something to do with striking. Ryanair only had a certain amount of staff, so they could only take the people who the staff could look after. This is what we were told throughout the day. Not at that minute. We were told to run up to Ryanair desk to get on another flight, which we ran to Ryanair desk. It didn't open. 75 people waiting on bags to come back out, man, golf clubs, everything. And we stood in that queue, must have been an hour and a half, just for a Ryanair representative to tell us they wanted us to go to Seville on a train to get another Ryanair flight, which was 2 hours away. Everything you had to pay for yourself, by the way, and they would reimburse if you kept your receipts. A lot of people go on Aer Lingus to come back. But anyway, we were about the fifth last in the queue, and we did get a flight for 5:30. That flight didn't leave till around 9:10. And they wouldn't give us vouchers because our flight wasn't delayed. It was, it took off, but it didn't take, because they give us flyers to reimburse our, you know, when we get home, they wouldn't give us a voucher. But our second flight then that we were to go to, it didn't leave till then 9:10. So we got a €4 voucher for 5:10 to 9:10. That's why we knew that flight might be going, because they give us all €4 to get a coffee.
And then when you finally got on the plane, which left at 9:10, stuck in Dublin, how did you get home from Dublin?
Oh, wait to hear, Greg. We were on the plane and then we were told, sorry, we have to open all the doors again because we have one more member of staff coming running to get on this flight to help out. That's how short they were. And the wee fella said to me, we're one staff member short, so we're waiting 15 more minutes. And I said, I'll help out in any way I can, as long as you get me back to Dublin. We changed our bus in Dublin, the expressway bus, three times, right? And then the last bus, I think, was 11:25 or 11:30. There was no way we were getting that bus. The next one was after six in the morning. So we had to phone a friend, to one of my niece's partners, to come to Dublin to collect us. And the other niece, she got the Galway bus. She was very lucky. She ran like mad, and she was able to get her bus. But the couple of people also missed the Galway bus. They had to wait, and we had to get new transport to come to Dublin for us.
And this was all off the back of a trip to recharge the batteries.
Ryanair is a disgrace. Their staff didn't even know. We knew at 4 o'clock because our friends here were telling us the flight hasn't left Dublin. So yous aren't getting on that flight or it's delayed. We knew, we went to the desk again, the number 32 desk or whatever one we went to, and we showed the boy this flight's delayed, and he didn't even know, the fellow that was telling us to queue up on priority. That's when they said then, 3 hour delay. But we seen it on our phones, or my niece did, because she was, you know, somebody that was keeping an eye in Dublin, and we were able to tell the Ryanair staff it was delayed. They didn't even know. Ryanair executive.
Yes, go ahead.
Ryanair executive should be ashamed of herself, treating their staff and the people that's flying on their planes like that. They didn't know if we were sick people, diabetics, no money after spending it on our holidays. You know, like, there were a lot of people there in the same situation as we were, but they expected us to sit for 17 hours in the airport. And we had to go back outside and come back in through the security. And anybody bought duty free, they were going to take it off them if the bottles had been opened, because they put them through scanners. If you'd seen the lines we were in, it was unreal. But anyway, we're here now, but I'll never be back on a Ryanair flight.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus all the way. There's disgrace to treat the people, that people that's going for a wee break in this recession. I'm only saying, a lot of them gear saved up for 2 years to get away. And that's what happened. The wee break they had was all wasted.
That's
because
ruined.
We're all shattered sitting on hard seats at an airport.
Yeah, absolutely ruined. And you it was very pressing for you to get back as well, Lynn, for medical treatment too, wasn't it?
Oh, big time. Not just me, my family. Like,
yeah.
I just went on a wing and a prayer at the end. I didn't go till the day they were going. And, you know, I had a book and I kept saying, no, I'm not going, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this, Greg, for all them poor people on that flight, older than me, you know, tired, it was unreal. And I don't care, but Ryanair shouldn't get away with it.
Yeah, okay.
The government, again, should see what they can do about that. But Ryanair shouldn't get airspace if that's the way they're treating the clients.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. Well, keep us updated in terms of, I mean, obviously there are schemes, because this was delayed beyond your control. Hopefully there are schemes that you can claim your expenses back on.
Well, I don't, like, they would only get tell us to keep our receipts on the airport, but after you come back home, I don't know you're still allowed to claim anything.
I think you are. We'll check into that. I'll do a bit of work on that, Lynn. There is an EU...
Well, there were four of us, and two didn't get to work the next day because, I mean, I didn't get home here at 4 in the morning. I was lucky. Like, but the other girls, they had to, one worked from home at 10:30 and the other one put in a sick day, you know, but as I say, that's just us.
Mm.
How many more? There must have been 150 more people at that year. There was a poor lady from Thursday, couldn't even get a flight, but her niece lived there. She was able to go to the niece's, but they told her they weren't getting her out to Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, as I say, I don't know what they're playing at.
Right,
but it wasn't a nice experience.
I mean, it's
experience.
A sickener because, as you say, a lot of people would have put a lot aside to try and make that happen. It was a short break to try and recharge the batteries, and you're coming back much worse off than when you left.
Yeah.
Lynn, thanks
Thank you, Greg.
Speaking to us and sharing the story. All right, take care.